Welcome to Shomar Shava and the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishma Asayim Yaakov Shom Nabas Yitzchok. We're holding a Sanhedrin Daf Lamites. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph brings the Amgoisho Rashi's the Mechashif told a Mimar Mipalkach Li'iloi Dehurmis Mipalkach Letatoi De'ahurmis. Your top part of your body is coming from Hurmis. The bottom part of your body comes from Ahurmis. So he answered him, if so, how does the bottom part allow the top part to bring water through it? Meaning you drink from the top part and it goes down through the bottom part. It's the same thing. Now, what is urmis ve'ahurmis? Rashi explains that urmis, the top part of the body, is a shade. And the bottom part of the body is ahurmis, that's a kodesh boch. A little hard to understand, according to Rashi, what's the idea that the bottom part of the body is a kodesh boch? But the way it's mashra from Tosis, and that's what the Maharsho says over here, and also the Vilna Goyen, that's what he explains in the Agatas of Rav Arbachano, they say all that the top part of the body is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bottom part of the body is referring to the shade or any type of lower level creature. And the explanation is, as Maharsho says, is what this Amgoisho was questioning was the top part of the body, that's where all the ruchni items are. All the spirituality of the Adam, the neshama, the moyach, the thought, is all there in the top part of the body. That is very spiritual. That belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the bottom part of the body, that's all physical. That's all dealing with physicality and chomri. So the chur, it's not the same thing. It's two different gods that created this person who has spiritual and physical in it. And this is what the answer to the Amgoisha is. The answer is, the other Rabbi, it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created a Adam and has in it the spiritual and physical things together. And really, this is the Yesod of Emunah that we have. That a Adam is a combination of a Neshama and Guf. And the Avodah is for the Neshama to elevate the Guf and not Chas HaShon to be the opposite. The Vilna Goyen, the Agadus of Rav Arbachano in Bobasro, he adds over there that it goes both ways. The neshama can elevate the guf and then make everything very spiritual. But it can also go the other way around. And the people that are rishayim, they take the neshama and they lower that part and bring it down to the physical aspect of the Adam. He brings the lashon of pneim doimim keshule gdeiro to make the face that shines, that brings the premius of Adam to be like shule gdeiro, like the dirt of the bottom of the gdeiro, meaning they're lowering their spiritual aspect. And this goes back to the Vilna Goyen in Mishlei that says that the Adam, the main part of the Adam is the ruach, because we have Naran. We have neshama, ruach, and a nefesh. The neshama is from above, the nefesh from below. Ruach is the Adam, and he has to choose if he is going to elevate the nefesh up to the neshama or bring the neshama down to the nefesh. But al kulponim, they both come from the same place. And that's the whole avodah of the Adam, to be mekadesh the chomer, to elevate the physicality. That's what this koifer did not realize, did not understand, that both things come together. This is what the goyim find it hard to understand, that there is a gedusha even in physicality. Connect here the Ramah that says, Asher yotzar sa'odom mechochma, what's the chochma v'tzir sa'odom? The fact that you have a neshama and guf together, you have the physical and spiritual together, this is really the nekudas achidush of this Gemara over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to what to go, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.